Steve, many congratulations. Another comfortable win on the road for you.
Yeah, it was a comfortable win. You know, I've just been discussing it before you come downstairs, Andy. I think a fair reflection might have been 8-2 tonight. You know, they've had a couple of chances, but probably in half an hour we're thinking this should have been done and dusted. It should have been 3 or 4. And you go in at half time and you need to say just be staying on the front foot, staying professional, and keep passing it. I thought some of your passing play tonight was outstanding. And you know, the goal in the second half from Lee Frecklington, if it's on match of the day, it's showed over and over again. And it wasn't just that, it was the composure we had and the quality of our play. And you know, it's another good victory for us, because coming into the game, it was always going to be tough, and it was neck and neck with this team in Preston at the weekend. So we knew it would be tough, but the boys have gone about it with a real professional application, and that's all we can ask.
Some of the chances that didn't quite happen for Rotherham United, there was, how many times have we seen Kieran Agard miss a sitter this season? Not many, I'll bet.
No, he come in at half-time, and such an honest young man. You know, he puts his hands up and says, it's gone right through my legs when I should tap it into an empty net. But, you know, Arnie's should put two headers on target. You know, Ravel should hit the post with one. He's had another one off the line. I think Kieran Agard should have a penalty and the man should go off, because I think he's going to hit it into an empty net. But that was all in the first half hour when we were really dominant, really on the front foot. And you always think, you know, like the chance they got just before half-time, you always think that when you don't get the second goal, I think from the minute the second goal went in, it was about more if we win 3 or 4 rather than conceded, because I thought we had that much dominance in it. You don't often say that when you come to Boundary Park. You know, the supporters got behind them at 1-0 and tried to encourage them on, but another fantastic following from Rotherham. And they made the long trip home tonight, but we're glad we could give them 3 points.
In terms of an individual performance, how close to it being his best was that for Ben Pringle tonight?
Well, Pringle does things that players in League One can't do. And if the boy Will Zacco's worth $4 million, the chairman needs to have a think about what Ben's worth. He's a top player. I thought the midfield four were great tonight. I thought Tavernier was great on the right, which is not his position, but I thought he'd done a job for us. I thought Richie Smallwood in the second half never lost a challenge. I thought his industry was terrific. Frecklington is Frecklington, which we get every week. And nothing that you know, I can't say that Ben Pringle fails to surprise me, but he does some special things, Andy, and you have to see him in training most days when he does things that really raise your eyebrows as a manager.
And Richie Smallwood kind of does the things that people don't notice but are so important. Is that fair?
Yeah, I've said it when we signed him that he does the ugly side of the job, and he does the side of the job that managers need. And, you know, how well is he playing? He's keeping Michael O'Connor, who's fully fit. Absolutely buzzing in training, Mickey. Absolutely buzzing. Desperate to be in the team. And Richie and Frex, if they play like that, he don't get in. If one of them drops a yard, then Michael O'Connor's waiting to grab his chance. You know, we've now at long last got Rob Mewson fit. He's due to come back in. So, and we'll have Wes Thomas back for the weekend. So, but we're in good shape, and we don't kid ourselves. It's another monster game on Saturday when Walsall come to town. It's a monster game, you know, because I think if we win that game, it may just tell one or two that we may get in this playoffs at the end of the season.
Well, come on then. I mean, tonight it's gone for you as well elsewhere in the fact that Peterborough have lost. So it's 10 points on them, with you in fifth place in the table. 13th on Walsall, are you going to play at the weekend? It's going to take some going not to get in the playoffs now, isn't it?
I think it's more than that on Walsall. Know that I've looked at the league table.
Either way, you're going to have to blow it now not to get
and
in the playoffs.
And I don't know the results, but I know Preston have drawn. I know Peterborough's got beat. No, listen, we can't affect what Leyton Orient, Brentford, Wolves, Peterborough, Walsall, MK Dons, who have won again tonight. We can't affect what they do. All we can do is affect ourselves. And I think if we play with that application that we had tonight, forgetting, I've always said when these players play with maximum effort and that application, we're an absolute joy to watch in League One. I think the Oldham fans all go away tonight and saying they've seen two top sides here in the space of 4 days. There's a Preston North End side who are terrific. I think they could be in the top two come the end of the shake-up. And we've come here. So I think they've seen two teams that's decent. And despite continually managers and coaches around the country wanting to write us off,
that's bothered you, that, hasn't it?
Well, they tell us that, I mean, even at the weekend, I was said, you're doing great. We'll see if you can stay the course with 12 to go. Well, we've got 11 to go and we've stayed the course tonight. And we know that every game in front of us is a big challenge. We know it's tough. But, you know, we're asking for a big support again at the New York on Saturday. They've been terrific. You know, they're singing and the atmosphere they created tonight. But the last home game, they were absolutely, you know, banging the walls down. So we need them again on Saturday. We know they'll be there. But, you know, if you can bring somebody else along and help it a little bit better and help it more intimidating and help us, because this is a decent walk. So I watched them at the weekend at Peterborough. And, it's 2 weeks ago at Peterborough. And I thought they were terrific. So it's a decent Walsall side we're watching.
I know you've always kind of skirted around the issue of automatic promotion, but given the gap and the comfort zone you've got in the playoffs right now, surely it's more about looking up than thinking about maybe not making the playoffs.
Well, we're always looking up. It doesn't mean we're just looking at the top two. We look at the championship every week, and we look at teams and players and that. But we know that there's got to be a collapse at the top. And I don't think many teams can beat Wolves, and I don't think many teams can beat Brentford or Leighton Orient. And but they can't all win when they play each other, and they can't all win when they play us. So that's what gives us hope. But we've got a dressing room. I've always said that if we can manage to get in the playoffs, and there's a lot of football to be played, but if we can get in the playoffs, then over two games, I fancy the Millers.